Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Yes, it's me. It is really me. I am back. Happy New Year. Happy 2021. Happy fuck 2020. I'm glad it's over. Happy. Let's jump into some new energy, new vibes, and most importantly, hopefully for a good majority of you assholes out there, a new way of fucking thinking. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I've got so much shit I want to catch you guys up to speed on. I am sorry. Let me apologize for first and foremost here for a couple of broken promises out there. You guys know I have to do it. I have to put myself out there. I am sorry to the ones out there that I've said, I'm going to have it out next week. I'm going to have it out next week. Honestly, meant to get to it, meant to fucking do it, but a bitch has been busy. And you guys know that I am not that type of bitch to put content out there for the sake of putting content out there. I am not going to run myself ragged by worrying about how many followers am I going to lose here? Oh, my ratings are dipping here. That anxiety is why you're tripping over your goddamn self. I am not that fucking person. You guys know I only come on here when I have shit to say. So let's jump right the fuck into it. Are you ready?
I can't wait.
So you're going to probably be hounded. I'm surprised you haven't been yet because a lot of people are saying, I'm going to get a hold of Jay to make him get you on the mic. I need my Chris Medina fix. I need my guidance. I need my inspiration. I need my motivation. And most importantly, I need a good kick in the fucking ass. Where's Jay?
I've been trying to get you on the mic.
I know. But like I said, I have to be in the mood to do it. Or else I'm going to break this fucking machine again.
And throw it across the room.
Yeah, throw it across the room and cause a fucking spastic attack. But I'm ready. And I've got a lot of shit to go over, you guys. I want to talk about all the positive stuff that's come into play. And then we're going to jump into, of course, the negative shit and my thought process behind what's going on. But most importantly, bitch has been fucking hustling. I'll be goddamned if a pandemic, an election, and world stupidity is going to bring me down. Or is going to get in my fucking way. You guys know I don't post a lot, but when I do, I got shit I want to fucking show you. And even though it may be a little bit sporadic, I'm doing more than what most people are doing right now, taking advantage of the energy. You guys have been asking out there for downtime. Oh, I don't have enough downtime to do me. I'm always busy. I go to work. I got to come home. I got to feed the kids. I got to feed my husband. I got to suck a stick. I got all the stuff that I need to be doing here. I don't have time for that. 2020 came in and said, you ain't seeing this person. You ain't hanging out there. You ain't even going to work. You're going to be stuck in your fucking house doing nothing. Well, you could be doing you. And a lot of you guys don't want to be doing that. A lot of you guys are going stir crazy. You can't stand your own fucking company. What makes you think anybody else is going to be able to stand it? What you're looking for is a good fucking distraction. And I'm tired of coddling fucking people. I'm going to get to all that nasty stuff later on here. I want to get to the positive stuff first. Caitlin Bristow, Justin Sylvester, Sophia and Sistine Stallone, Garcelle. Gosh, who am I missing here? Olivia Caridi.
Yeah. You did a lot this year.
A lot. There's one I just did yesterday that's going to be out later on in a few
couple
weeks.
Yeah.
A few weeks. I hated that one. I'm going to throw shade at that one just in a second here. But a bitch has been incredibly blessed to do what I've been able to do and kind of put myself out there and have clients and, you know, keep my business going. And, you know, what I do, I can take mobile. I can do anywhere. You've seen me do it.
Mm-hmm.
On the way to Vegas, I'm doing readings on the side of the fucking road.
Pulling over.
Yeah, I got this 1 o'clock reading. Let me just do this real fast. Go buy something in the store. I can take my work anywhere with me. I'm blessed that way. A lot of people lost their jobs during this time, lost loved ones and stuff. I am not going to throw shade. You know, I never, never kick anybody while they're down. But you got to figure out a way to evolve yourself. Not rebrand yourself, but evolve yourself. Do you guys know the difference between rebranding and evolving? Because I know Jay does, because he hit me right in my tits last night during our walk. And, I get the juices going. And I start thinking about shit. And I'm like, fucking this rebranding shit. I fucking hate these new words that people are coming up with. Blah, blah, blah. What's the difference between rebranding and evolving? And Jay was like, rebranding is just saying same miserable taste, just in a different bottle. And I was like, beautiful. I got that little tingle. I started to frost down there. I was like, that's beautiful. Evolving your career is evolving your mentality. Evolving who you are as a person and putting it out there through your work. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's kind of like, you know, a caterpillar. If a caterpillar rebrands itself, it's still a caterpillar with maybe a couple of spots on it.
Mm-hmm.
But for a caterpillar to evolve, it turns into a butterfly.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people are rebranding their careers and with the same fucking mentality. Something has to change. and that's you. We'll get to that in a second, but I just want to touch on that briefly mm-hmm. here. Going back to all the positive stuff here. Guys, I've been killing it with meetings lately. Those goddamn Zoom meetings, no less. And you guys know I hate social media and putting my fucking chubby face out there and all that horrible shit. To have me on a goddamn Zoom call with that Zoom lighting, bitch had a breakdown, and be basic, get on Amazon, and first of all, fuck Amazon. Get on Amazon and order ring lights. I hate even saying it, it sounds so cringy. And these ring lights, I'm sure you guys know how they work. You can adjust the lighting or whatever. Saves a bitch life tremendously. It gets rid of those big bags under my eyes. Thank God I don't have any wrinkles or sagging anything there on my face. It's just those bags under my eyes because I don't sleep. And this lighting does the fucking trick. And you're telling me, well, you know, nobody looks their best here.
No one looks on Zoom like at their face or the bags or anything like that.
You have to understand something. I am not a laptop. I don't even use FaceTime. My clients will be like, oh, can I FaceTime you? It's like, yeah, you can FaceTime me. I'm not turning my fucking camera on. You can turn yours on. I'm not turning mine on. Or we'll do a Zoom conference here. I can't see you. You don't want to see me.
They first do want to see you.
I know, but first of all, how dark is the room when I'm giving readings?
Yeah, you have that ring light, and like it's set on the lowest settings with the blinds closed. Still dark as fuck.
I'm a vampire. Yeah, people are like, you know, I want to do a Zoom reading with you, or a Zoom reading with you, a Zoom session, and, you know, I want to see you. No, I can see you, that's fine here. And also, too, you have to understand something. When I'm giving readings, my facial expressions change here. I'm getting hits and all this stuff here. And when I'm doing it on Zoom here, I'm telling you, I'm surprised my mind hasn't conked out on me. I am giving the reading on Zoom. I'm participating in the meeting. I'm also thinking about what's going on with me and also thinking about how I'm looking on the camera. I've finally kind of, I'd say, mastered it a little bit, getting a lot more comfortable
getting
with it.
Used to it.
But these meetings, you guys are going to see really, really fucking soon what I've been going through and the things that I've been hustling towards here. We're evolving. We're not rebranding. I'm evolving my career. There's nothing else to rebrand when it comes to me as a person. Yeah, you can put me in a different outfit, maybe, you know, dye my hair a little bit there, put a couple of, you know, pounds of makeup on my face. It's not hindering my talent. It's not changing anything that I bring to the table as far as a natural born ability and or gift. Natural born talent. I'm just evolving where I'm taking that to. Think about that for a second. And it's really going to start to show. I am so proud of my team and all the hard work and effort they put into it and the blood, sweat, and tears in between. You have to understand something. Again, I've ran a company. I've lived an everyday life for almost 20 years, you know, before I jumped into this. I know how to boss up. I know how to strategize and how to be effective. And I'm working with people that are in marketing, advertising, you know, these millennials here. And I tell these people, you have to, you guys, I know it sounds silly, but you have to go back to that 90s Melrose Place advertising mentality. People are fucking tired. Their creative juices are wiped out. They don't have the energy. They bring their personal life into business meetings and forget their creative and what they were fucking hired for. I told my team, I want you to get your fucking ass in there and I want you to pitch this from start to fucking finish. I want you to hand them this on a silver platter. I want you to cut the filet mignon for them. I want you to put it on a fork. And I want you to feed it to them. And when they get done chewing, I want you to wipe their mouth and give them a sip of wine. That's what you have to fucking do. Because nobody has the juice anymore. And I'm proud to say it's been effective. Our shit's getting heard. But I refuse to dumb myself down or hold myself back for the state of the fucking world. The devil could be prancing around, pissing on everybody's fucking head. And Chris Medina is still going to get up and be Chris fucking Medina. No one is going to fucking stop me. Not a goddamn pandemic. Not some dumb fucking bitch that thinks she's my fucking friend. None of that shit. None of that. There should be no excuse for you. I am not making light of the pandemic, again, the election, any of that fucking bullshit here. But what the fuck does that have to do with you as a person? Well, I'm afraid of getting COVID. Then stay the fuck in. You know, the state of the world, you know, Donald Trump and, you know, Biden, all this stuff here. What does it have to do with you? They're just rebranding the seat in the White House, right?
Pretty much.
That's it. Stop using every excuse under the sun to hold yourself back. And again, one can say, oh, we don't have the luxury that you have, Chris. What luxury? You guys have no idea what goes on behind the scenes in what my life really is. The only difference is I don't allow that to show. I don't allow that to hold me back.
Mm-hmm.
I want out of this. I got places to go and people to see. I refuse to let anybody hold me back. And that's shown in 2020. Put my fucking grind in my hustle. I told people, and I know this sounds shitty, with all due respect, you guys, just pay attention to this really quick. We rise when others fall. That's not a shot at anybody else there. That's not a shot at the weak or anything like that there. At all. I told you guys this, I think, the beginning of 2020 or the end of 2019. We're in for a major world change here. A lot of the people that are in positions of power are going to fall. They're not going to be here anymore. Whether it's due to death, exposure, or losing their fucking minds. They're not going to be there. Capitalize on that. We're going through a major shift. I don't want to hear about this portal or this fucking Aquarian age, any of that fucking bullshit. To you fucking astrologers out there that are gassing people up with that shit, don't make me call you out. Don't worry about any of that other fucking bullshit. Worry about your goddamn self right now. Going back to the blessings again. It was difficult. Summer was hard. All that bullshit there. I was tested and I failed. I failed. I told you guys that. I had to in order to see what was going on here and get it out of my own fucking way. You have to understand something. I spend a good majority of my time reading other people, getting involved in other people's energy and fucking, you know, helping other people out that sometimes I don't really see myself. And I had to see that during 2020, especially towards the end there of my worth and what I'm doing here. And my guides coming in and telling me, you better snap the fuck out of it, because what you're doing is you're falling victim to what you hate the most, which is the basic mentality. Get up. I had no other way to go. And again, thank God for that. And also, too, the people that I'm working with right now have been sort of a challenge as well, too, because, again, at the end of the day, these are people that I'm working with but also getting psychic insight from, and it's hard to conduct business and be a psychic at the same time because I start picking up on that person's inadequacies. I start tapping into their way of thinking and seeing that their own shit is getting in the way and it's possibly affecting my business. And I never want to come across in an egotistical way and say, put your life on hold for me. But when it comes to business, you're going to have to.
Business is business.
Because at the end of the day, whatever you're struggling with in your personal life, that you're working so hard in business to get out of, stay focused. And it's been a ride, but it's been a beautiful fucking ride. And again, I got that closure that I needed at the end of last year that just reminded me, you're still here. Enjoy the time. Continue to do you. That's exactly what I'm doing here. What do you think?
I think it's true. You know, you used that time wisely in 2020 to concentrate on yourself. And, you know, you kept your nose on the grind.
Mm-hmm.
You kept on doing you. And you didn't let any outside distractions come in, infiltrate your fucking mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone else did.
Mm-hmm. And you, just to kind of put you in the mix here, you took a step back. You got a new team going here. It's not that you stopped working. But I really wanted, and here's the thing, I'm gonna put a little bit of your personal stuff out there.
Okay.
Just a little bit, nothing that's gonna expose you. But you're getting ready to go through a major transformation yourself. And I had told you it's gonna be a little bit of a doozy because you guys hear and see Jay on the podcast here, but in his everyday life, he's very private, very personal. He is somebody that has a smaller circle than I do. And it's not that he avoids things here, but he kind of just, he's got that Libra moon where he wants to keep everything in balance. And I told him there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be coming on here that's going to be infiltrating your way of thinking. It's out with the old and in with the new. It's kind of stepping into a more of an adult role and responsibility, blah, 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 blah. I want you to take some downtime because let me tell you something. You've worked so hard to get me to where I'm at. And all the blood, sweat, and tears that we had to go through together at the very beginning of my career, that you can afford some time off. You've done the dirty work. You've done the hard work. And now it's time to really start focusing on you and getting your life together and the next chapter and or phase for you on a personal level. Because I'm telling you, within the next couple of years, both of us, and I know we're going to get rid of the silliness with Mike and stuff. I'm still waiting for that bastard to come into play here, but we're going to get on with our lives. And this is going to be Jay getting on with his life, especially in a romantic type of way here with a girlfriend in that kind of life here, because he's ready for it in some way, shape, or form. So during his evolution and change now, this is all about bringing him up to speed here. You have to understand something. We spent the last, 6 years hidden.
Yeah. Concentrating on what we need to do.
Concentrating on what we need to do. We didn't have a personal life. Mm-hmm. We lost a lot of fucking shit there, but we had to. And so I had told Jay, use this time wisely. So you want to tell people what you've been doing? I know you get embarrassed, but do you want to this is not a distraction from your everyday life here, because again, everyone's form of meditation and getting in touch with themselves is completely different. It's what I tell my clients as far as like, when I tell you to meditate, I'm not telling you to go sit in a fucking room and do burn some fucking Palo Santo or whatever the fuck you're going to burn there and stay in a room. My form of meditation is in the kitchen cooking. It's driving. It's listening to Little Kim. It gets my mind going here. Yours has been what lately?
I've been learning how to draw, which is fucking great.
Jay has become a little bit of an artist, and he will spend a good majority of time in the room drawing and meditating and getting ideas.
And it's fantastic. You know, it lets me like lose focus on like that, like everyday fucking world, and just focus on myself. Like, it's fucking quiet. I get to think about what I need to do, like for myself, you know, and kind of almost think about the way how I handle things and how can I do it a little better. Mm-hmm. And focus on like what's going on the inside of myself.
And one of the things that we talked about here is you stepping into your power and being more assertive.
Yeah.
And I had to remind Jay that I'm not telling you to be like me. I'm not telling you to be as direct, bold, and in your face like me. Find a balance that works for you. Mm-hmm. That's comfortable for Jay. But make no mistake, you're going to have to start to be more assertive in your personal life. So working with that type of energy, because again, I'm going to put it out there, Sun in Cancer, Moon in Libra, Aquarian rising. Very much to himself. Mm-hmm. And very much an unusual way of thinking. But that Libra moon, horrible.
Yeah, it's like,
I'll take it over a Virgo moon. But it what it causes you to do is mixed with that Cancer energy. I'm not saying that you're gay or anything like that, or that you come across feminine, but it's a very feminine way of thinking. You got to understand something. Cancer is the moon. Libra is Venus. And it's all about balance. And it's all about how I feel. So whether you choose to realize it or not, sometimes the energy of other people infiltrates your way, your field or your energy, and causes you anxiety. But it has nothing to do with you sometimes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's re-harnessing and refocusing your energy back into you and weeding out what is not yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like you said, the whole Libra thing, finding the balance. It's hard for me to find the balance. It's either I do or I don't. And sometimes it goes from one direction to the other, like, really quickly.
Right. But again, like I said, with you, just take this downtime while we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Utilize it. I mean, it's not that you stopped working. You're still fucking hustling. You just got some really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I like having Jay in the background doing stuff that's personal to me, and then having my team do stuff that's going to be more, not mainstream, but more of the
glitz, everyday work,
the glitz and glamour side of things here. But again, like I said, we've been evolving, we've been growing. I'm not saying that we're better than anybody else here, but we've been using this time wisely. While everybody's out there getting in other people's business, causing fucking trouble, pointing the finger at everybody but themselves, we've been pointing the finger at ourselves and taking accountability for where we're at and getting ourselves out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put this out there to you guys too. Start focusing more on yourselves. Again, I love a good conspiracy. I love conspiracy theorists. I love you know, talking about aliens, you know, Illuminati, the shadow side of the government, all this shit here. Do not allow yourself to go down a rabbit hole of bullshit. Because at the end of the day, what does that do for you in your personal life? The election is not holding you back from living your life or being happy. The pandemic is not holding you back from living your life and being happy. No one's telling you that you can't go outside and go for a hike or do all that. We just can't eat at restaurants or be around in big fucking in big circles or crowds.
Mm-hmm.
It's not stopping you from doing you. That's not stopping you from getting in your fucking car and going to the beach or going for a hike or going for a drive, whatever the case may be. Or getting your fucking crew together, your crew of fucking four or five people, and having lunch somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
a picnic, whatever. I know it sounds gay as fuck, a picnic, I don't know what the fuck, but stop using it as a fucking excuse to hold yourself back. Because, again, what you're doing is you're distracting yourself with the lives and the bullshit of other fucking people and keeping you from yourself. Right?
Yeah. I think they're just looking for a distraction just to, again, like you said before, like, an excuse to not focus on themselves.
And it shows.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, I have friends of all different colors, all different races. I'm going to throw some shade now. I'm not going to get to the shady side of things here. A couple of people walked out, unfollowed me, unfriended me. Goodbye, good riddance. I'm going to be shitty here. Don't you ever in your motherfucking life come at me and tell me what side of the fence I should be on and who my people are. And what my responsibility is as a gay man, as a Mexican, as a Native American, as a psychic, and as a person. I'm not here to meet your fucking expectations. I'm here to meet mine. If your fat ass spent more time on your fucking life, you wouldn't have the time to point the finger in everybody else's fucking direction. I did an event with this dumb bitch one fucking time, and she all of a sudden thought we were friends. I've never met you a day in my fucking life. I don't owe you shit. We are not friends. And this person said, I'm tired of the fake-ass friendships and the fake-ass healers and blah, blah, blah. You must have been looking in the mirror, bitch. And for you spiritual people out there, pointing the fucking finger, what makes you any better than the people that you are accusing? As a healer, and as a person that does spiritual work, shouldn't you be in the middle? Why are you allowing your own personal beliefs or the beliefs of others get in your way of what you're doing? Or you feel the need to crucify somebody that has a different belief system than you? Does that make you any better than these people that you guys are accusing, the Donald Trump supporters, the Antifa, all these other fucking people that are causing shit up? You're doing the same fucking thing. How does that work? And then have the nerve to talk about this in spirituality or astrology, putting your own belief system into it. That's what's going to fuck you up each and every fucking time, because your dumbass is going to realize you're fighting for people that are never going to fight for you. Mind your own goddamn business and stay in your own fucking lane. And if you still don't fucking believe me, take a real good look at where the fuck you're at. You're a miserable, hiding, avoiding, useless person. I'm sorry, but they are. And I'm just going to put that out there. I am not somebody that you come and tell what to do and what to expect from me. That is never going to fucking happen. Another thing. Let's jump into the readings here really fast. It is not my responsibility to change your life. A lot of people, and I've heard Sarah say this to people, you know, a lot of people mistake Chris Medina as being a genie. Like, he's just going to snap his fingers and bring into fruition what you want. True. You dumb fuck. Don't you think that if I had the ability to snap my finger and bring that into fruition, what makes you think I would do that for you before I did it for me? When you come and get a reading from me, I am telling you what is in your way. 10 out of 10 times, it is you that's in your fucking way. How can I predict a fruitful future for you if you're rotten on the inside? And what you want me to do is validate your stupidity. Your life speaks for itself, or else you wouldn't be on the phone with me. You refuse to listen to anything when it comes to holding you accountable and reminding you that the power's always been in your hands to make that change. You've simply either been lazy, resistant to change, stubborn, or my all-time favorite, stupid as all hell. Another person unfollowed me. This was a male this time. Talked to me about relationship issues. When am I going to find this person? When you're fucking ready. When you get out of your own head and stop overthinking shit. How can I predict something when you're holding yourself back? Well, aren't you a psychic? What do you want me to tell you? How does this sound to you guys? I get on the phone with you, right? I immediately size you up. I'm sorry, this reading isn't going to do anything for you because you are resistant to change. Hand me my money so I can move on.
That kind of puts you in a hard spot.
Exactly. Exactly. But there are people out there that are very resistant to change and that aren't going to do anything about it. What makes you think you're going to get yours before somebody that's willing to put the time, effort, and hustle in and change their lives around? What makes you think you're going to get it before them? Because you're more tired and irritated than they are? Uh-uh. So this person unfollowed me because I wasn't telling them what they wanted to hear. Good, goodbye, go. I know a couple of people out there that rebranded their careers into spiritual healers now. Because the old shit wasn't working for them. But what these fucking idiots fail to realize is that nothing's going to change until your mentality changes. Until you figure out who you are. You're going to be rebranding yourself every fucking year. Because you do not know who you are. All you know is that you want to be seen, you want to be heard, you want to be a leader. What are you leading? What are you leading? Illusion? Deluding yourself? You refuse to take a look at yourself. I've done all the work. I've gone to Reiki healers. I've gotten my chakras fucking charged up. Whatever the fuck. I've got my tarot cards reading. I've heard all this already. Then start putting it into action. Start doing something with all the knowledge that you've obtained and make a difference with it. Because all you're doing is accumulating all these words of wisdom and all this positivity that you want to hear and doing absolutely nothing with it. And don't tell me I am trying. There's no such thing as try. Either you do or you don't and you're not. I hate to sound harsh here, but nobody's going to come in here and save us. Nobody's going to come in and give you a lifeline or give you the cheat codes to life or the manipulation tactic of the universe. It's not going to happen. And another fucking thing. If I hear this again, it'll be too soon. I'm going to leave it to spirit and I'm going to leave it to the universe to take care of me. That's just another excuse for your dumbass when things don't work out that you can tell. The universe must not want me to have it. No, bitch. Did you ever hear about get the fuck up and go for it? Did that thought ever cross your fucking mind? That maybe, you know, maybe I should get up and take action? Maybe I should be getting up and doing something instead of sitting here wallowing in my self-pity and comparing myself to other people? What they have versus what I don't have? How fucking hungry are you? Another one. Chris, what about vision boards? What do you think I should put on my vision board for 2020? I love a good arts and crafts session. I love getting people together, having cocktails, and, you know, and doing fun things, making candles and all that shit. But if you need a goddamn vision board to remind you of what you're supposed to be doing or what you want to be doing, you must not want it bad enough.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you right now, I don't need a fucking sign hanging in my goddamn room to remind me of where the fuck I need to go. Because I feel it every day in my core and in my soul, and I'm constantly reminded, get up, hustle, get up, hustle. And if you need something to remind you, you must not want it bad enough. And I'm not saying that, maybe I am bashing it. You take what you want with it. I'm going to throw this out there. It's my personal opinion and my view on it. Just like you have your opinion on that fucking vision board here, again, stop distracting yourself with the glitz and glamour of spirituality. You want to make it pretty. You want to make it beautiful. Life ain't pretty. Life ain't fucking beautiful here. We all have to work. We all have to struggle. We all have to get somewhere here. Get your fucking ass there and get the fuck out of my way and everybody else's way. And if you can't, sit on the fucking sidelines until you're ready to get the fuck up. But stop blaming other people and stop putting the power in other people's hands or hoping to God that your superhero, a portal, the new Aquarian age, superpowers are going to come and find you. It's just not realistic. And to all those mediums out there talking about, you know, ghosts and all this other shit, what you guys fail to realize is that the reason why they have that shtick and they have that business going here is because nobody can validate their own lies. No one can validate that. So they mislead people down an imaginary road, an imaginary path here, deceiving people because they don't know how to focus themselves. So what better way to get validation and to get their worth by lying and tricking other fucking people and hoping that something that they say sticks, right?
Yeah.
I'm all over the place. I'm going to jump back to the meetings that we've had. So like I've said, I've been doing meetings left and right with Zoom calls, and again, going bigger and better, going above and beyond as far as, like, you know, what I want to be doing, the work that I want to be doing, television work, you know, just different deals and shit. And every time that I get on a phone call with somebody and we talk about, you know, what the show ideas or pitches or whatever, the first thing that they say and I say is, not another medium show. I do not want to get involved in talking to ghosts or, you know, bad-mouthing them, chasing them around cemeteries, going to haunted houses and all that shit. That's played out. How many more episodes can you fucking do? The market has been oversaturated, and here I am. I said this from the very beginning of time. I want to do what nobody else is doing. And I've said this over and over again on all my posts. It is so easy to follow in the footsteps of another, because the footsteps have already been carved out. They lead you down that path the person is walking. It's a completely different story when you're making those footsteps yourself, when you're carving them out from your own fucking feet, not from somebody else. And you're taking yourself in a different direction. It's 20 times harder because nobody gets it. It's never been done before. I am doing what nobody else is doing. And one could say, you're not the only psychic. You're goddamn right. But I'm the only psychic talking about psychic shit and not bringing ghosts in. I'm reminding you of who the fuck you are and what you need to be doing while you're living on this earth. You're not dead yet. I'm not bringing in illusion from your past lives. And I'm going to say it over and over again. If you are busy trying to clear up lifetimes of trauma, when the fuck are you going to get to this life? When are you going to be worried about what is going on with you in the present time? And a good majority of you think that you have it all together. I just did a show with somebody yesterday. This miserable fucking bitch. I'm not going to say anything about the person's name or whatever. Just a miserable fucking ass bitch. It's a celebrity. I gave her the reading and I told her, you know, that I feel like she's so focused on what's going on in front of her that she's not taking time to see, not necessarily smell the roses, but see what's going on the side of her and absorbing what she's doing here. It's just go, 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 go. I read a dumb shit that was a male. Remember that podcast that I did where the guy, for 5 hours I was on there and he just kept trying to debunk me the whole fucking time. And I kept telling him, where are you going with your career? Mm-hmm. What's the next step for you? I just got to keep going. What's your destination? I don't know. I just got to keep going. You're going to keep going and going and going and going with no plan in fucking mind. That's why you're rebranding yourself 4 fucking different times in 1 motherfucking year. Because you refuse to see what's in front of you or the side of you or even behind you. And I took that fucking... I fucked the room up afterward. After this meeting with this person yesterday.
Yeah.
Had to have you leave because I was irritated. I was like, God damn, I was just so fucking mad. And you ended up finding things out about this person that was shady and said, I got stuff that's going to, I know that you're not looking for validation. You come in there, you just know what I need to hear. I know that you're not looking for validation, but don't take that reading so hard because look at this stuff. And I was like, that dumb fucking bitch. Even when the lessons are in front of you and your guides are slowing you down because they want you to assess where you're at here, you refuse. So I'm going to say this one time. You're going to see where this person ends up. Not wishing any shady shit on them, but sometimes people have to fucking fall to their knees to smell their own shit. And no matter what I say or do isn't going to make a shit of difference. Like the readings that I have with clients. I'm going to jump into this really fast. It sounds like I'm bashing everybody, but I'm not. I'm just tired of this shit. Stop comparing Susie's reading to Janie's reading. You are not Susie and you are not fucking Janie. You have no motherfucking idea what Susie's been through to get her to where she's at right now. Why she has all these blessings coming to her and you don't. You are on 2 different paths. Even being married to somebody, having children, having a girlfriend or whatever, and you guys live together, that's fine and that's dandy. You guys are in that relationship, but make no motherfucking mistake. You guys are on 2 separate fucking paths. You guys have different lessons in your lives that you need to learn. You cannot, you guys, even though you guys are together or you guys are friends or whatever the case may be, and you guys are close as hell, you guys aren't going the same fucking place. It may be, maybe Janie is stubborn and resistant to change and is a shit talker and is a fucking know-it-all and is a knowledge seeker, but doesn't do anything with it. Maybe Susie got tired of hearing all these words of wisdom, going to therapy, seeking psychic services, and decided, you know what, after everything that I've learned here, it's going to be me that makes the difference. Not Chris, not my therapist, not my doctor. They've told me what is wrong. Now I have to do something about it. Accountability. Responsibility of yourself. That's the difference between you and Susie. That you don't want to put the work in. You don't have the patience for it. But you want those quick fucking results. No one's saying that you're not going to be successful by being stubborn and being miserable. But how long is that success going to last for you? And is your dumbass really going to appreciate what you have? Again, I don't come on here for points. I don't come on here for popularity. I don't come in here because I got to keep my ratings up. I can give a shit about all that. It makes no fucking difference to me. You don't validate my worth. You do not make me feel better. I do that for myself. And a lot of people just want to be seen and want to be heard for the sake of being seen and being heard, but don't know why they want to be seen or why they want to be heard. And tend to go back to the drawing board all the time here because you refuse to figure out who the fuck you are. Have you asked yourself, what's my purpose? What am I doing here? Have you taken a step back, taken yourself out of yourself and looked at yourself as a whole and realized what you had to work with? All the pros and cons of what makes you Janie? Have you stopped to do that? No, because it would be too real for you. And maybe you'd see things in yourself that either shame or guilt you, and it's just too daunting or too draining to do for yourself. Any way you slice or dice it, you're going to have to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love it.
If I hear again this love and light mentality, this we rise by lifting others, this portal that opened up on 1221 with this fifth dimensional energy that's all going to give us superpowers. If I hear another dumbass person giving an oracle reading on the full moon or new moon here, you idiots know that we have a new moon and a full moon every fucking month. I want to ask you assholes out there, what was the takeaway from that portal? What was the takeaway from the last full moon and the new moon when it was in Cancer, Pisces, whatever the case may be? What did it do for you? What did it change? It happens every fucking day, you guys. Stop putting your faith into shit that you do not need to be doing. Stop putting your faith into energy that you think that's going to cause a change in your fucking life here. Because even with all that energy, again, doing full moon rituals or whatever, it's all, it's kind of like that vision board here. Putting that vision board up and looking at something here, how bad do you really want it? The energy is meant there for you to take advantage of it. What are you doing with it? You're just simply lighting a candle and saying, I'm leaving it to the universe? Nothing's happening. We're beautiful fucking creatures. We are beautiful fucking people. We are exceptional, extraordinary ass fucking people. Everybody has a different talent here. Do you honestly think God, Allah, the universe, little Kim, big, whoever it is that you pray to or you believe in, simply put us here to live and die? That's all we're meant to do here? We can talk. We can ride bikes. We can walk. Some of us are great at science. Some of us are great at medicine. Some of us are gurus. Some of us are spiritually enlightened here. We all have different abilities. Find yours. Stop looking for somebody else to tell you what you should be doing. Stop playing follow the fucking leader. Stop rebranding yourself into excuses. You're looking for something to fit and to stick. Oh, I hope if I get into this venture, this is going to work for me. You don't know who you are. You want to distract yourselves and meddle in the lives of other people to keep you from your own miserable fucking life. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to go back to you. Your friends are going to get married. They're going to move on. Family moves on. Co-workers move on. Do you think it's an attack on you because everybody's moving on here and they're forgetting about you? They're making it personal? They're just not sitting stagnant and waiting for somebody to come and save them. They got places to go and people to see. Why don't you follow that if you want to follow somebody and see where it takes you? But get to know who you are first before rebranding. before jumping on somebody else's fucking bandwagon. Because again, what works for Susie isn't going to work for fucking Janie. And what you're doing is you're just deluding yourself and other people. There was another person that asked me during this meeting again. I've said this before here. Chris, do you have any psychic friends or anybody in the community? Nope. Not that I think that I'm better than anybody, but it's been my fucking experience that they're full of fucking shit. And what they want to do here is ride on the coattails of somebody else instead of doing them. It's hard enough doing me. Why should I do you? Right?
Yeah.
What do you think about all this?
I think it's great. I mean, you know, you're here to wake people up and for them to be themselves, to figure out who they are. And they just need to take the time to figure it out.
So let's back up here for a second. So we have readings where it's about relationships,
mm-hmm.
family issues, politics, conspiracy, whatever the case may be here. Make no mistake, those are all outside influences that you are allowing to infiltrate your fucking life. Be responsible for you and only you. And if you have time, energy, and patience afterward, and you're where you need to be first, then you can go back and help them.
Yeah.
But until then, get to know who you are first. Take the downtime that you need to get in touch with yourself and sort all that shit out. And remember something, I am not a genie. I cannot snap my fingers and make things happen for you. I can tell you what's blocking you, what is in your way, or what your issue is. That's the furthest that I can go with you. The rest is up to you. I am not going to predict a bright future for you if you're dull on the inside. It's just not going to fucking happen. I'm not being shady. I'm not being shitty here. But stop putting your power in the hands of other fucking people. And believe me, again, I've said this before. If there was a cheat code to life or a manipulation tactic, I would have had the patent on it. I would have fucking owned it. It would have been mine already. There is nothing. Believe me, I've searched high and low for it. There's nothing there. Even me being a psychic, I have work I need to be doing. Thoughts, comments, and or suggestions.
Like you said it before, no one's above learning lessons.
No, exactly. Exactly. Let's see, what else do I want to go into on today's episode? God, like I said, it feels good to be back on here. It's just, it's a lot. How many months has it been? Since June? 6 months.
No, our last episode was the 2 year. So, was that in August?
No, did we?
I think the last episode was in like August or something like that.
It's been a long time. So much has gone on here. And then when you tell me, when we're sitting here trying to create a show or getting ideas or concepts for it, you're like, oh, you should say this here. And by the time we get to it, I've forgotten about it because so much other shit comes into play.
Like, I don't think you will ever run out of stories or anything to talk about. It's just whether you feel motivated or, like, enthusiastic about telling it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Any ghost stuff that has happened?
I can't think.
Oh, my God, you guys. Horrible. So, during Libra season, I had decided I was going to take some time off to detox, remember? I was like, I don't know, for whatever reason, my guides are telling me that you need to take Libra season off just to detox, no weed, no drinking, clean eating, and just recharge and realign with yourself. I said, okay, I'll do it or whatever. Out of nowhere, and people are like, how do you stop smoking like that? It's a fucking pain in the ass, but I can do it. It takes me a hot minute to readjust my sleeping patterns here, but I fall back into it. So went through all Libra season, fucking killed it, felt good about it. And then I asked my guides, okay, you guys know I love smoking weed, but it decompresses me. And the reason why I smoke it so much is, again, to dull the messages that come into play. Because you know how it is. I cannot sleep if I'm not smoking weed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sober right now. It's the top of the year. You guys always know it's my tradition to try to remain as sober as I can up until my birthday, which is April 25th. As far as like smoking weed and stuff, I don't hardly ever drink, so whatever. But I was like, can I start getting high in Scorpio season? And oh wow, I didn't think about this, but I'll put it in there really fast. And they were like, well, we'll give you a sign when it's time to do it or whatever. I was like, oh, because I really want to be stoned for Halloween, you know, kind of, you know, that's my fucking Scorpio season's my fucking jam. And so during the pandemic, all the shit's been going on in the neighborhood. There's been, you know, more rats or whatever. We live in Simi Valley, so it's pretty rodent free. I mean, there's no roaches or whatever. We don't live in a bad area here, but since there's not a lot of people on the streets, the rats have been coming out or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. And so I was like, we kept noticing a bunch of rat shit in the backyard, remember?
Yeah.
And we saw that fucking thing. It was huge. So we went to Home Depot, and I'm such a fucking queen. I don't know anything about rat traps or mouse traps or whatever. And I kept seeing these little mouse traps, and I was like, that fucking rat is just going to be like, what the hell is this? And, you know, just piss on it or whatever. So we had to get these big industrial sized rat traps.
Industrial.
Oh God, you guys. And so we ended up, setting them up. You had to put peanut butter or all kinds of weird shit in there so the rat would fucking smell it and eat it. The first night went by, nothing. Oh my God. And the second night, I was like, we need to put it closer to here or whatever, and just, you know, maybe put a little bit more peanut butter in there, because it seemed to have gotten whatever, the piece of chicken or whatever that we put on there, it took it and fucking took off. And the next day at 2 a.m, we heard snap and then a horrible loud squealing sound. The rat had got trapped. I guess it clamped down or whatever. It was too dark to see where the fuck it was at. But that rat trap was made of plastic, and the fucking rat was like running around with the trap around its head, and it was fucking bumping into everything. And I had told Jay, I had texted him. I said, go outside, and because he texted me, and he's like, did you hear that? And I was like, yes, I'm up or whatever. I said, go out there and go kill it or whatever, or go get rid of it. He said, oh no, it's gonna die or whatever. By the time we get up in the morning, it'll be dead. I said, I fucking hope so. Not coming from a place of pride and ego, but I knew that fucker was not dead. And so we went through the whole night or whatever, and then the morning immediately I got up and I ran outside, and I was like, where the fuck is the rat? Because the trap wasn't in its place where it was at before. And I looked over and had fucking walked or ran all the way on the other side of the fucking yard, and it was hiding behind this little bush that was there, and the rat was still alive. I was like, oh my God, it's still moving around or whatever. And I was like, we have to put it out of its misery. And Jay was like, do you want me to do it? And I was like, no, I'll do it. My method behind that was because, and Jay knows this, is I don't want you to get your hands dirty. I don't want you to have to do this or whatever. Let me be responsible for it. For as much shit as I talk, and as bold and as direct as I am, and as, like, you know, I don't know, strong, I don't like killing things. I don't like seeing things.
I know that.
Pain.
I was like, let me do it. You're like,
I don't. I'm such a pussy when it comes to that. It was horrible. And so you were like, how are you going to kill it? And I was like, I'm just going to get the shovel and bash its head in. I said, because its mouth was already messed up from the trap. The trap, those fucking things are scary. It just got the tip of its beak or whatever you call it, its mouth, where the whiskers, its nose was smashed in there. I was like, oh my God. So I ended up having to smash it over the head with the shovel. And Jay was like, why don't you just push the shovel down and just kind of chop its head off? And I was like, what if it starts bleeding everywhere? And I can't. I was like, you know, thinking of all these crazy things. It took me a good 5 whacks to kill it. And I know you guys are probably having a hard time with this, and I'm not trying to be animal cruelty or anything like that. But when I looked down at the rat, it looked at me. Like, its eyes looked at me, and I started crying. I was fucked up for like 2 days, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Your mom was like, what's the matter with you? And I was like, I looked at her, and I was like, she goes, you feel bad, don't you? And I was like, yeah, I said, I feel bad for killing the rat. She thought, I knew you were going to feel bad after doing it. I said, but I didn't want Jay's hands to get dirty. I wanted to do it. She thought, I knew you were going to feel bad. So to make a long story short, to go back to the weed scenario, asking for that sign there, stop and think about it. When that rat came, just think about the power of the rat, the animal totem or whatever, the negative side of it, a pest. Irritation, something sneaky, something behind the scenes or whatever. With that chapter, that close that I was talking about with the family situation, was right around the time that that person passed.
Was with the rat.
With the rat. So I took that as a sign, as like, it's done and it's over with. Now you can start smoking weed. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not using that as an excuse to smoke weed, but I fucking needed it after that. Remember?
Yeah.
I was like, I have to do it. So yeah, So many funny things to talk about.
That rat was meant for you.
It was.
That rat was meant for you.
Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, I for as much shit as I talk, I just can't kill anything. I felt so fucking bad, especially looking at its little eyes or whatever, and I cried, and I even said it. I know I sound so queenie, but I was like, I'm so sorry that I had to do this to you. I wish I didn't have to. Why did you have to be in the yard or whatever, blah, blah, blah here? Because everything has life, and there's a symbol to everything, whether it's good or bad. And the rat also teaches you, be careful.
Mm-hmm. Because it was coming so close. It was, like, literally in our back door.
Yeah. And it could have come in the house. And you guys know how that is. I've had, I used to live in Pacoima at my grandma's house, and there was always a mouse issue. I'm not talking about mice running all around the house all the time, but every now and then there'd be a mouse or a fucking, rats are 20 times the size of a fucking mouse.
Yeah.
And it'll be a fucking problem, especially when they have babies and all that shit there. So we had to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God it was just that one.
Yeah.
And there was, we had the one that was in the front yard or whatever, but as much as I wanted to get rid of it.
Yeah, because we had rats in the attic.
A long time ago. Yeah. So that is a story that I wanted to share with you guys and, you know, tell you what's been going on as far as like the weird shit. But what other stories do we have? We haven't done any traveling or gone anywhere.
We can't.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody. Oh, we ended up leaving for a little bit, going to rent an Airbnb when they were fixing the house. But I think crazy other than that here, I'm dying to take a drive. We were supposed to go visit my dad, but we found out it's going to take us 2 days to get there. Mm-hmm. And being sober on the road, I can't fucking do it. I'm afraid to go through Texas, especially El Paso. There's all kinds of drug shit going on over there.
And you're the worst person to drive across the fucking states with.
Because I'm impatient. I just want to get to where I'm going here. Well, I hope you guys like this episode. I hope that it kind of brought back some old memories of what once was and kind of made my voice sound a little bit more familiar. Like I said, you guys, I wish I could do more of these here, but I've been so goddamn busy with readings and, you know, doing these meetings and stuff. And then to have to get on here and to try to be creative, I am tapped the fuck out. I am really fucking tired when it comes to the end of the day here, that all I want to do is decompress. During the pandemic, subscribe to almost every major streaming platform, Netflix, fucking love HBO Max, Hulu, and all that shit. So I've been, you know, decompressing and watching my shows. But yeah, like I said, I plan to do more of this here, but don't hold me to it. I'll come on when I have things to say here. But again, just to reiterate, don't let the outside influences, I know as hard as fuck as it's going to be here, don't let the outside influences infiltrate your way of thinking or your being here, because you still have your life to live and things that you need to do. Do not let anything stand in your way, and don't use it as an excuse to stay level or stagnant. Because at the end of the day, again, like I said, we can't stop the world from spinning. We can't stop the evilness in the world. As much as we would love to here, the world keeps spinning and you still continue to live. So, for those of you, God, I almost forgot the spiel here and how we do this. For those of you that are looking for insight, guidance, would love to hear what I have to say to you during a psychic reading, sign up for a half hour session or an hour session, but I definitely recommend signing up for the half hour session. For those of you that have had a reading from me, you guys know that the reading goes anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, still at that flat rate. It may be a little bit longer. I am not a clock watcher. I know it's horrible for business, but I'm not the one to stop the reading and be like, okay, time's up. And if you need more time, we can step into an hour, but sign up for half hour session, chrismedina.guide. You can find everything that I've worked on my website at chrismedina.guide. You can sign up for a session. You can find out what upcoming projects are coming into play. I've kind of a little bit redesigned the website, so it's a little bit more fresh, a little bit more up to date. For those of you looking for inspirational quotes, motivation, want to see what I'm doing, what food I'm eating, because I've been eating a lot of that lately, but still losing weight, feel free to follow me on social media at PsychicChrisM. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Psychic Chris M. Feel free to hit me up. Let me know your thoughts, what you're thinking about. Feel free to ask me any questions. Again, these are very trying times here, and I do my best to try to reach back to everybody. You know, kind of be a little bit of a support system, you know? So feel free to find me on social media. For those of you that want to drop show ideas, possibly thinking about being a guest on the show, want to know more about what's going on with the show, or again, giving us show ideas or topics that you want to talk about. God, I'm losing it here. Feel free to reach out, askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. We also have a Instagram profile for In Your Head. Mm-hmm. It's In Your Head Podcast, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, on Instagram. You can see it on all my shit there. Just follow that. We'll post when we're doing an episode on there. But until then, continue to do you. Don't let anything get in your way. No more excuses, no more bullshit, no more holding yourself back, no more falling victim to the stupidity of others. Get out there and do you. Until next time, this is Chris Medina with my boy Jay saying we are out.
Bye.